你在撒谎，我塞。嗯，喂，我塞。啊？哦 ，OK。啊 ，Joyce 啊。So off and on 呢 ？Quite a number 啦。Off and on. Then because recently we got a lot of book printing, so I have to during the office hour reply email, help people to develop understanding. Then my Kayamita website, I got to send out the Dhamma Share. Then I got to do transcript editing. Kayamita very good the transcript. Until I got not enough time to edit, I still got one more in my file.Emptiness. You all should thank, I think, Padma Suresh. She did a lot of transcript. A lot of this book is done by her. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then we have to actually edit through. Then after that, I send it out. Then Padma Suresh, Eng Bi, Ellen, Mi Fong Diao, they help to edit and...Oh, Brother Teo, yeah, I forgot. They all have to do the editing and polyphone and all those things. They have to give good suggestion. Then the printing and the final typesetting and all those things is mainly Brother Teo together with Pamasuri and Eng Bi. Yeah. So they are very beautiful Kailamita. They just volunteer and do. Then the script.And all these things came out very, very beautifully. So far, I haven't found any mistake. No. I don't know, you all read, you got mistake, you let us know. Spelling or what. Oh, this book got, let me know which bit. Then we get it rectified. Huh? So, it turned out beautiful. So that's why I need to spend time on a lot of things. Then if I have my that Saturday class, I tell you, very few people can see me. So because of that, I make it a point. If Sunday I'm occupied, Saturday I allow time for my family. Understand? Because there is the weekend. Understand? Then I got more space. So that was the reason why. Then singing came to me because of that particular Saturday class. And she said at that time, she can feel the heartbeat already. So now,She meditated, the metta, she was blocked. So, metta clear. A lot of happiness, then can feel the heartbeat again. That's why I connect back, there's a lot of joy. Then after that, heartbeat like disappear. How? What must I do? Which is good, the question. That's why you don't know how to investigate it after that. So what you have to do is, be with it, silent, then until no more.And no more means you need to silence everything. Don't do anything. It's just like anapanasati or whatever object may be. Until it becomes very subtle, then you think no more. No? But actually it's very subtle movement inside. There are still movement. But your sati is not refined enough. Understand? Then your thought come in. Nothing. What must I do? How? Who say? Thought say. When thought is there, this one,loses its ability to be mindful fully. So what you must do is you just silent. Allow it to be, then stay. Cannot feel also, then more stay. Otherwise you can go back to your breathing, then see how. If you silent, patient, and allow it to be and stabilize, like the four support, relax you have done, silent, you have to continue this. Silent. Is relax, silent or aware, then stabilize it. If you do this long enough, you don't go and do sitting, touching and all those labeling anymore. No? Because that one is thought based, you cannot go into the silent mind. You will go into calmness, but you cannot go into the silent mind. The silent mind is a free mind, it's not a conditioned state. So when you continue to silent and develop this stability, thenIf you are patient enough, the mind will become very quiet, like no thought, nothing. But any movement from there, you will know. Understand? Then you feel very good, no? Because there is this silence. No? Then when there is a movement, that is the arising of thought, no? From that silent, like the drum, something come out. Then you realize that it's a thought. Then within that thought, if your mind is still very calm, very quiet, you realize the aggregate is not really there. Yeah. But sometimes the perception is there, but it's not the gross type. You will not stir. Then it's just aware. It know. What is it? It know, like the tractor sound or what. It's just aware. Then the thing, the tunnel, but no word. It's just aware. Aware until that silent becomes so quiet until the word aware also not there. That is how you enter pasati. When you enter pasati, the mind becomes very still, very tranquil, very quiet. Understand? That is the true mind. Then don't do anything. Just stay there. That one very sensitive. After a while, the heartbeat come back. But it's a different heartbeat now. It's very fine. Then you can feel so slow. Initially, it's what? Pupa, pupa, pupa. Now no more pupa. Now different inside. You go and try, then you let me know. Understand? Then the main thing is to train your mind to be aware so that it can stay. Then this is very useful because when you can stay at the heart area, all this will open up. Then later you will locate the gateway. Then what you should do is, you should use this in the daily life so that every time you move, mindfulness or awareness of the action and movement in the present moment, you always refer back to your heart area. From here you aware. From here you aware. So this one will become your new anchor. You need to stay here for a while. For a while, the new anchor. Then later on, when this one very stable already, then you throughout the day, like mindful one, aware one, very little thought on. Like a lot of, not to say a lot, quite a number of those Kayamita who have connected and penetrated, they can have this ability to be mindful throughout the day. Little thought. Little or no thought, most of the time. Means very heedful. Then after that, what you do is, when you do formal meditation or lying down meditation, you can just, don't even have to be there. You just silence everything and allow that silence to become the oneness. Then it will connect, it will go into the entire oneness. Then you will come to understand that this mind, if you want to aware of very distant sound or very distant phenomena, it can be aware. Means what? It's not held here anymore. It has become the oneness. It has become one with everything. That, like, even you walk around, you contemplate that, like, your nature is with all things on us, because that is your true mind, that is your true awareness. Then, like I said, when you look at a scenery or what, especially a tree, around the forest here, a lot of tree, I like to look at all those things. Then you can see when the wind blow, stir. Your mind is like with it now, with the whole movement, understand not? The whole movement and activity. Then you look at the car also same, the mind and the thing together. You want to be with that specific phenomena, you can. But otherwise you just silent, then everything that move within that silence, there is an awareness, but you don't need to know anything. Then everything like just flow through. Then the phenomena will you come to understand, actually exists within the whole of consciousness, whole of your mind, the oneness. So Mahayana got these two words. You learn these two words. First word is phenomenal world. This one you're familiar. Phenomenal world. Then the other one is what? New. More. I don't know how to spell. I forgot. New more new. I forgot the spelling. The opposite of phenomena is pneumonia. How to spell? Wait, very good. Thanks, Brother T. N-E-U N. Very good. Okay, correct. Must be this word. This is the opposite of phenomena. Pneumonia is the whole of the oneness. Understand? And the phenomenal world is within this demonic world. Understand? Understand? It's like all of space, the entire space of universe. That's why that is the demonic. That is the, like they say, eternal one, not moving one. Understand? Whereas the phenomena that arise within the nirvana world is the moving one, is the conditioned world. That's how you will come to understand. Your mind is actually this one. It becomes like the whole of existence, the whole oneness. That everything that you come to perceive is the phenomena within. That's how it all exists within. So, like the great power, the Taoist, the great Tao. They say whatever that can be expressed, yeah, or Tao ke Tao, Fei Sang Tao, whatever that can be like described and talk about, that is not the true Tao. Because the true Tao, you say, nothing is apart from the true Tao. So, that true Tao means the source, the original nature. From there, everything arises. So, nothing is apart from the Tao. Then the Tao is beyond word, beyond thought. Whatever that can be described or spoken is not the true Tao. Understand? Not? Can follow or not? It becomes words. It becomes concept. Because you use thought within the field of thought. But the true Tao is suchness. Understand? Not? So Tao is like suchness. Ta-ta-ta. The oneness or the original nature or the true nature. Yeah. So when you realize Nibbana, actually the form and mind cease and emerge with the source. There is no being inside there. Understand? Not? There is no form and mind. There is no word, nothing. You cannot talk about. Even the pure consciousness also cease. But when there is a form and mind karmically conditioned out, then this form and mind is a gateway where you can connect to the true mind. And the true mind is just the awareness, understand not? The awareness. And from there, everything arises. That's why that true mind, it can set condition for the mundane mind to arise. That's why the true mind is very, very unique. It cannot come out. It is not a person. It got no words. It got no thought. It got nothing. But yet, it can give rise to conditioned mind. It can give rise to all of the creation that mind developed. So what you have to understand is the question that I ask you. If the five aggregate of form and mind is not you, well, why did it arise in you? Then who are you? What are you? Then what is this five aggregate of form and mind? Yeah. You know the answer already, right? You want to know the answer or you want to know the answer already? Yeah? What is this five aggregate of form and mind? Condition arising. So? It is condition arising from that true mind, that nature. So all this five aggregate of form and mind is the byproduct of the true mind, understand not? Where from there it come out, understand not? That's why I used to tell you all, that brings me the condition. You say you have awareness or sati, then you have the thought. Then you have rupa, or form. This thought is actually your mind. That's why the Buddha said, mind is a forerunner of all things. Understand? So mind is energy, correct? Not? Thought energy. So from that Einstein equation, you know, E equals mc squared. That's why whatever that have mass can release energy and all. That's why thought can actually crystallize and become form. Understand? So thought has higher intelligence than form. Understand? Mind, because like human being, we can become carpenter or architect, engineer. We can build and construct all these things. Understand? So form, external form, is the byproduct of thought. Understand? Byproduct of mind. Can follow that? Can follow, yeah. So this one got higher intelligence, understand? That's why thought can perceive form, can see form, correct or not? It's a byproduct, correct or not? But can form see thought? Then what is thought? Byproduct of your true mind, understand? Your awareness, sati. That's why awareness can see thought. Thought cannot see sati, understand? You understand? This is a very powerful principle. Not until you penetrate the silent mind and go in, you can never understand this. That's why a lot of people say no. You know with the thought, it's not the awareness, understand? You must see the condition arising, like just now the singing question is very good. What did I explain? When you continue to silent and don't do anything, then you will suddenly realize that there is a movement from that silent to create thought, to create perception, and then you start to see how the aggregate come about. It was never there still, but because of the senses, understand not? Through hearing, through, but if you meditate, you don't see most of the time, but you live normal life through seeing, then through smell, through taste, through tactile, and through the thought process. So all this can still arise, understand not? But they arise through what? Through consciousness, through awareness. The pure consciousness without its content, then you input the content. Understand? And then it becomes a thought, it comes out. Understand? That's why when this thought comes out, this awareness can see, because the silent mind can see how it moves, how it becomes aware of that movement. That's why without the silent mind, you cannot understand thought. You cannot see the limitation of thought. You cannot understand how thought divides. Then, like I said yesterday, you have to learn to see form. Understand? Then see the unreality of form. Without condition arising. Without condition, nothing happens. Understand? Like this, what? How does it come? People gather the material, then the skilled worker do it up, then they sell it. Then you buy, it comes. Understand? So these are the conditions behind. So like the block card, condition arising. That's why once you see this, then you know form is external manifestation of mind. Your true mind, you perceive them. Then you can return all this external phenomenal world, the form world, back to the thought, back to the mind or consciousness. Then this one is also the byproduct of that pure mind, awareness, the true mind. That's why you can return all of phenomenal world, thought, then you will see beyond form. Understand? Initially, you learn to see form. Because through mind, you see form. Yeah? This mind create. Then you see the unreality of form. Yeah? It's condition arising. Without condition, form don't exist. Then after that, what happened? You know how to see beyond form. Yeah? When I see beyond the form, the living being has a mind. Then you realize this is the forerunner of all things. From there, everything come about. Then you got wisdom. Then after that, you will have to return all that you carry in your thought and your mind. Because these are also impermanent. You hold little suffering. These are the five aggregate of form and mind. This external form is the first aggregate of form. Understand? Then within mind, there is also a five aggregate. Because all the perception, you bring the external form into the mind. Then from there, you will have the same understanding. Well, through awareness, you see how this one come out. Understand? Then you see mind. Then you see the unreality of mind because they are impermanent, condition arising. Understand? And because of that, they are not real. like I say, moment to moment, it passes by. How real can it be? Then after that, what happened? You see beyond mind. When you see beyond mind, you realize, hey, there is another nature within us. Means behind this form of mind, through your gateway. Then you are not deluded by it. Then you know this form of mind is not you. And it's not karmically conditioned out for you to use. Can follow that? Now can follow that? Yeah? Then when you are here, that's why a lot of cultivators, they are trapped here in this pure awareness. You read Mahabhava's book. He was trapped in this primordial brightness. He did until the anaprasati is so strong. He can stay here very long, you know, he can carry throughout the day. But he said he cannot control, you know. He want to be permanently there. He cannot, you know. Then every time, he said, very funny, you know, for no reason, his mind will fall, you know. Then like, he doesn't know what to do already, you know. He was trapped there for very long. Then later on only he come to realize through daily mindfulness, awareness and all the through the wisdom, that it allow it to be. Then that one sees. That's why it enters cessation. That's why from this, pure awareness, you can still go back to the source. And so, the source or the oneness. It's all in the chart, I think. It's in the Heart Sutta. Then also what they call Anibbana, Nibbana. Then different people call it by different name. Original nature, yeah. Original nature. Some call it a true nature. Okay? So singing, you know what to do, This is silent. Continue. Let it stabilize. Then after that, you can try go to the breath. You will be very sensitive. You will detect back even subtle breathing. Then the heartbeat will come back. Yeah. Then later on, when it ceases also, never mind. It won't cease so fast. It become completely like silent. Never mind, just stay there. Because you have your senses, you can still be aware of whatever that arises. Yeah. Then when you stabilize it, go into daily mindfulness. Anchor from here and use it to live life, to see from here, to hear from here, to listen from here, everything you do from here, aware from inside out. Then your state will stabilize. Okay? Good. Now Mimi is out. Okay, give to Pang. Pass the mic to Pang.
Radio, I just want to clarify. This awareness can see thought, which you say is the mind. And the mind actually perceive from
the mind is the mundane mind, the five aggregates.
That's what I want to ask. This is referring to the mundane.
Mundane mind, yes, not the true mind.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, because this is the condition arising mind, your mundane mind. Your thinking mind, the one that creates thought with the aggregate inside. Yeah. The content of consciousness is the other aggregate.
Yeah. Understand.
The feeling, the perception. Yeah. Very good, Sadhu. That lady with the speck at the back.
Brother Theo, just now, sitting meditation.
Yes.
After I sat, then my mind came calm down very fast.
Yes.
So I could detect my heartbeat.
Okay.
So I just stay there.
Yeah, just stay there.
Be aware until quite some time.
Yeah. It will be
so
there
just,
for
quite. So I was just aware of that.
Yes.
And then slowly it goes off. No.
Never mind.
Stop. So I came back to my
breathing.
And then it's just for an hour or so. So I did walking meditation.
Yes.
So walking, and then after that I went outside corridor walking.
Yeah.
Then suddenly I could see in front of me, my eyes, something moving. Just look more closely, I could see that. I just stood still. I could see like little small bubbles. No, appear, disappear.
How does a bubble come?
I don't know. From where? Just my the sight.
Okay.
Just like
you see
nothing.
Through your vision.
It could be. It could be. Okay. I don't understand where it is. What is that? So it just it's just floating here and there everywhere, flying, and then it comes up, pop. Pop, disappear.
Do you do?
So my mind was like, everything is impermanent. It arises and
pass away.
Yes. So after that, I just say, after for a while, almost half an hour, I came back and sat down, and then I just my thought came. It's just like Buddha said, when there's rebirth, there's death. And then just came out. So it's just like a person. When you have this body, also it will. When you will die one day.
Yeah, that is what your contemplation tell you. So initially it's okay, but later on you will come to know these are still contemplating. These are still at the contemplative level, because this is what sometimes very tricky is the thought telling you, is not really the understanding. But at least if you can see that next time, don't be too quick to labor. Understand now? The Dhamma say impermanent. Yeah. Appear, pop. But you don't labor, you just silence, see. Observe. Then the message will come to you. Through the silent mind you will understand. Okay, so next time you just silent and see, observe. That's why I say, be with it, at peace with it. Don't be too quick to use your Dhamma, understand? Then that one that arises may not be the real one. Sometimes the contemplative understanding is good because you contemplate before. Like you say, the Buddha's word, the Buddha say this. Then you can associate with it, or you go and arise the thought. And believe that this is it. But this is not the direct seeing. No. The direct seeing is silent. Then you will understand. The form of mind will understand. Then it's like no word on. Suddenly it dawned upon you. This is what that Dhamma is. It just come out like that one. It's not from the thought one. That one is the real direct seeing. Then that one is a insight. That one is an understanding. Then after that you become different. Then you can understand very clearly on that characteristic or whatever it is. So don't worry about all this. When it comes, you just silent, be with it, at peace with it. Then find out. The main thing is you have to continue to stabilize that mindfulness. If you cannot develop the stability of mindfulness, it's very difficult to develop the third turning, which is bhavana maya panya. Bhavana maya panya means wisdom born of bhavana. Bhavana is the meditative training, like when you cultivate mindfulness or the four foundations of mindfulness. So when you are doing that in daily life, if you have that stability of mindfulness, then you will see things as they are, then you will insight into phenomena. Then you will start to suddenly understand without thought on, without the thought trying to guide you and tell you what this thing is. That's why I warn a lot of those who do rising, falling. Don't go and look for the phenomena. Where you all tend to try to note and look for the phenomena using the thought. Then every time not rising, falling. You are verbalizing inside. Then you are looking for that phenomena. Where through your thought process, you try to be aware. And that is not aware. There is nothing with the thought. What you do is you just silent everything. Don't try to know, then be there. And then when the rising and falling of the abdomen, that phenomena will come to the silent mind. Then you detect it. And then it's a different movement. It's just like anapanasati. When you aware the nostril, the moment that mind, the awareness, detect this breathing, there is no word on, then it just move. Awareness and the breath move as one. The abdomen and the silent mind move as one. During that time, you are very different. That's sati. From what you all used to do. That's why I say you can use it as an object of meditation, but you must completely silent and feel. Don't Don't go and look for it. The looking is always the thought. Okay? Yeah. Good. Thank you for your sharing. Just now, who else? Ah, yeah. Pass the mic to her. Yeah. Push the mic out. Push the mic out.
Brother Tim.
Yeah.
I'd like to report.
Can, no problem.
The second day I have the silent mind. See, that one is a silent mind. Then after a few days I can't.
Never mind. Many thoughts, I know. So you don't go and like what others describe. You want it. When you want, there is craving from the thought. Then it cannot happen.
Cannot happen.
You must let it be. Be natural. Don't try to know. And then, when condition is fulfilled, it will come. When there is craving, the mind cannot be silent. But that mind that drives the thought, that's why you got a lot of thought, is that craving want to experience that. The more you want, the thought is more active. How can you experience the silent mind? So you should have gratitude and thank whatever being or condition that help you to have that experience. So at least you understand that it is possible and you have experienced it. So when you have this gratitude and thank them, then you don't have expectation anymore. Then you say, when the condition is right, let it appear. And then you just do your part. Be sincere, have faith, and just silent and do. Then it will happen. Then the thought will not be active. Then you will not have a situation where the craving will create more thought. Like you say, after that you cannot get because every sitting is more thought. So it's okay. You learn from it. Okay?
Then I heard you mentioned what is
mind sweeping. Yeah, be patient.
You mentioned that mind sweeping.
Oh, mind sweeping.
I don't know what is that.
You don't know what is that?
So I ask my Dharma, discussing after lunch. So I say, what is mind sweeping? So my friend told me is relax the mind. Relaxing is something I relax.
No, I explained to you. I explained to you. Mind sweeping method is like you sweep floor. You have to move it. So mind sweeping method is you silent everything. Then body and mind silent, relax. Then you maintain attention at the forehead. You sweep from the forehead down. Understand? So your mind is at the forehead. So this training is to train you to locate your mind at whatever location you want it to be. Understand? So you start with the forehead. You can close your eye or you can open your eyes, up to you. But closing the eye is better. When you close your eye, there's no distraction. Then you just feel. The danger is a lot of people, when they close their eyes, they scared they fall asleep. But if you have the virya and the faith, you won't fall asleep. You close the eye, then you feel. Feel means what? Don't think. Feel. Like you feel the floor, hot or cold, you feel. You can, your mind can feel. You are the tactile there. So when you have attention at the forehead, also same, you can feel, your mind can feel. If there is any tension, any tightness, any stress within, you release it. Release means what? Relax into it. Understand? Relax into it. Then you feel and relax into it. Then feel that it's soothingly relaxed. Then after that, you move to your eye muscles, sweep it down. Then again, you feel. Don't think, no. Feel. Then relax. Then your facial muscles, strand by strand, you feel and relax. Then by the time you do that, you will come to realize that because you most of the time feel, you don't think. So it will help you to decondition your heedless thinking. Then for those who have problem in like relaxing, the skillful means is to visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you smile, you are happy, there is joy. Then naturally relax. But when you have problem, unhappy, it's not relaxed, understand? It's stressed up. So when you release all this stress, it's to make you happy. to free your body from all the stress, all the tightness, all the tension and all things, so that your body and mind can be at peace. There's a lot of people working on with a lot of stress. They fail to realize that there's a lot of tension, tightness that arise within the physical body because of the stress, mainly work stress, mental problem, work stress. So you learn how to sweep down and relax. Then when you radiate this radiant smile, you can combine with metta, understand? Then you can recite, may I, this body and mind be well and happy. The moment you mention body, you feel the body. Mind, you feel the mind. Then after that, be well and happy. And you must feel it. Use your feeling to feel. Feel the well-being and happiness within your whole body, your entire physical, all the cells within. Then when you feel the well-being and the happiness, that is the positive metta energy that goes into all your cells. That's how your cells become like very, very different. It's like having this well-being and happiness, then your cell will recover. It's like your body recharge, you feel good. Then this positive well-being and happiness will make yourself better, raise your immune system. Because these are good cells with positive energy, not the cell with fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, which is a negative energy field that will make yourself very weak. Then your immune system go down. That's why they mutate and become cancerous. Asana. That's why you must have love, well-being. Those who have love, they live longer. Asana. Much longer. And their cells are all better. They won't mutate so fast. So this is how you combine mind, spirit, metta, and metta. Then after that, you sweep down to your neck. After you radiate metta to yourself, to your loved one, to all beings within this vicinity, and to all the yogi, then to all your kayamitas, then to all beings throughout the entire universe. Then you combine with the recitation, may their mind states to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. Then may they too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. Then may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their heart. You do for all these things. Then after that, you will have inner well-being and inner peace. And then you come back to the facial muscle, you feel. Now it's very quiet already, very peaceful with a lot of inner peace and inner well-being. Then you move it down to your neck, feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Don't think. Then you move back to your shoulder, and then you move it out to your heart, your chest area. By then, if you are more calm and more peaceful, then you feel. You can detect your heartbeat or any vibration, you stay there for a while. Understand? Otherwise, you just relax the heart area, just like you relax your forehead, you relax your heart area. Then you move it down to your stomach, you silent, you can feel it on, then you relax that part. Then your abdomen, you feel, relax. Then your buttock, you feel, relax. Then your leg, feel, relax. And you sweep down like that one round. Then you can reverse it to complete the full round. Then you need to do a second time, you do. This will help you because you only feel and relax, you don't think. That's why it will decondition your heedless thinking into a more silent mind. That's why that silent, that feel and relax will make you very calm, very peaceful. Because the thinking momentum, the heedless thinking no more. Then because you have more interval of silence, it needs a higher momentum to stir. So unless you go back into daily life and become heedless again, this mind is relatively peaceful and quiet. You can try. That is the mind sweeping method.
Then I try to mind sweeping my way.
Cannot. Not like a broom. Head to toe. One stroke, one sweep. Cannot. You cannot sweep like that.
I know.
Because the person didn't explain to you clearly. From forehead, one sweep. That is not mind sweeping, that is thinking. I will give you all, because some of you are new, But you all didn't get the book on 12 September 2013. Maybe I got to go and include that book in. 12 September 2013. I explained the whole thing inside there.
Then after I doing, just simply sleep.
Oh, cannot.
Then I go there and sick. I went there and sick. Then sick. Then there's a monk coming out.
Oh, I know. I know.
Talking. So I said, just simply sick, simply breathing on it. I feel my left hand, but suddenly, he want to hop.
Oh, okay.
Hop, then. Suddenly, suddenly there's a sound beating slowly, so I'm.
What were you doing that time? Yeah, like you draw your breath in there. You were sitting somewhere.
Sitting there.
Where? Oh, at the corner there.
I was doing
then what you do? Then what you do? Then when you least expect, the heartbeat come back in there. Then what you do?
Become louder and louder.
Yeah, but like pounding. That's why always remember. You know what she say? That I very fear. Who fear? The thought come in. Because you are not familiar. How come my heart suddenly pound? I can't even hear it just now. Actually, all the while pounding. But you didn't have the awareness. Understand? So, meditation, I always say what? Remember, look at the whiteboard. Be with it. At peace with it. Don't allow the thought to interfere and make you react or stir the mind. Understand?
Then I remember your advice. Say to the breathing in and out.
Yeah. So be aware.
Stabilize
it.
I was aware to the breathing.
Yeah, stabilize
it. I avoid to the breathing because I was fearful. But the breathing is so long.
Yeah lah. Ayo, so you are. Breath. You almost like Lily like that. The good friend is helping you, understand? Up there. And you go and fear. Then you go and complain, beating so long. People want to hear the beat or aware of the beat, also cannot. You looking for it a few days, lost already. Then suddenly come to you, good friend, help you. You somehow don't appreciate, don't say thank you. You somehow say, you so loud, beat for so long. Because they say, like knock you. Knock already, cannot wake up. Knock harder. That's why I tell you.
Meditation.
That's why you have to be serious now. So your friend bring you, I know. Now you don't understand, because this life you come, this form of mind, you like saw, take it like a joke, like play. But actually you have your good affinity with the good friend out there. That's why you can be here, and they try to help you, but you refuse to be helped. So you don't go and like continue to like massage like that play. You silent and become a bit more serious. Then try to understand what is being shared. I don't expect you to understand so fast. But you are new, very new.
I got relaxed a bit, like calm a bit. Then I breathe in and breathe out.
I understand.
Until there's no more breathing.
I know.
Then I open my eyes. So scared.
That's why. You don't go and have this fear. The moment you have fear. You cannot meditate on yourself. Fear is a hindrance. Their mind create restlessness because of fear. Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
But be more serious. This is actually very useful meditation. So if you don't know how to take it seriously, you like that, play. Cannot, very difficult to develop. Why you want to know? I already told you. Meditate, don't try to know. You never remember that. Don't try to know, just do. When you go and know, don't try to know. Stay with it. Be with it. At peace with it. How many times? Every time the thought want to know. Every time the thought say, I don't know what to do after that. And I don't know what will happen after that. With that fear there, you think you can meditate or not? Because the thought is putting fear there. And so you should learn to have confidence in yourself. You have the condition. You have the affinity. If it comes, you must express your joy. Thank you so much for helping. And then they are very happy to help you more. Then you just silent, relax. Then be with it. Then your mind will become different. Then it can actually bring about a condition for you to connect. Then all of a sudden, you may not know all this Dhamma. The moment you connect, you will start to understand. Then the friend that tried to help you also cannot understand, but you understand. It's possible. That's why you have to be more serious. You cannot underestimate yourself. You may think, ayo, he called me. That's why, okay lah, come lah, wu yan. Where got meditation like that one? You're not serious. It's very difficult to develop it. You must have faith, confidence, and determined. Then only you can progress. Understand? Otherwise, you take it like massage, like that. Cannot. Understand? Or like very fun. Oh, suddenly I heard my heart pound. Then after that, I cannot find a few days. Then all of a sudden, without expression, it come again. Oh, then fear. Then, or you do like that. You ask yourself, how can you progress? Understand? Yeah. No. You train your mind. That's why now you know what sweeping is. You go and sweep the real one. Don't go and sweep with one broom like that. Later on, the next session, I will conduct one. So that you understand what this thing is. Then after that, maybe you read the book, 12 September 2013. At Sui Yan's house on Thursday class. It's a very complete instruction and a lot of good Q&A. That 2-hour talk. Okay? No, the transcript I didn't bring. But the clang people are there, the blue book. You want? Tung can give it to you. I will give you another copy. Go and read the book. The clang group got in there. Got the book in there. Good. If you are from clan, you go and look, ask Brother Tay. Well, when I gave the talk that time, no, you take this book first just in case he got no more. Oh, okay, thanks, Brother Tay. Like that, you give back to Tim. Okay, thank you. So, thank you for your sharing. Sadhu. Okay, you got 5 more minutes only. If you got no more questions, then maybe we will do the closing. We will chant the salutation to the Triple Gem. Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then pay respect mindfully after we chant. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sangham namasmi. Okay, we end. You can have your dinner. For those who are on the precept, you can have your miso soup and drink.
Perfect timing.